Well, welcome everybody to Friday's Bible study. This is Richard Jutzler, and my guest host today is Paul Muller.
Howdy, people.
And we are live on Pirate Radio and Destiny Radio. And I hope word gets out that people know how to find us and can get here. And will get here. We tried simulcasting today on Blog TV. Blog TV is not working, for us anyway. When I checked the microphone settings on the Blog TV, it was perfect, and it showed music going through, but Bob was in there helping me set it up, and he could hear me. Now, my microphone was turned off. He could hear me talk. He could hear me move my chair around. He could hear me do all this kind of stuff, but he couldn't hear any music. So, I mean, that is totally weird. I don't know what it is. I checked all the settings on the computer. Everything is right. Everything is the way it has always worked. But for some reason or other, Blog TV doesn't want to like it. And Paul's going to sit there and breathe in the mic and not say anything.
I'm just waiting on you to quit.
I did quit.
You are still low. You're even low to me now. So,
I'll bring it up a little bit.
You go. Nice and warm.
Might be a little too loud on the TV, on the radio end, but I can bring that down here. We'll have to rely on the people in the chat room letting me know. We've got somebody just came in. I hope you'll click on the web button. That'll let you go into the chat room and chat with us live on the air. If you just go down to the bottom of your music thing and do it. Now, Bob is asking me in the chat room, now do I want to repeat what I said at the beginning? I'm not sure I remember what I said at the beginning, Bob.
Blog TV stinks.
Okay, that'll work. That's the short version of it, I think. I think Paul just summed it up in a short version.
Not working. Blog TV not working.
If you'd like to make comments, ask questions on this program, you can click on the web button on your radio player down there, and it'll take you to a site which has a chat room, and you put in your screen name that you want to use and your email address and click go, and you can come in and chat with us.
Casey just texted me she can't find us.
Tell her where we are. We're on, I don't know why they call it Soapbox, but anyway, Soapbox Religion. I'm not crazy about the definition there, putting it under soapbox. I guess we are a soapbox in a way, but you usually think about that crazy guy with the sign standing out in the park standing on a soapbox when you think of soapbox, right?
Yeah.
Hey, I guess we're in the right place then.
Yeah, we are fanatics.
So,
standing at
what are you planning on? What are we going to talk about today, Paul?
Well, I thought about we were reading in John, and John 15 and 15:14, Jesus says, "You're my friends if you do whatsoever I command you." And I was thinking to myself, you know, natural, in the natural, that sounds like a pretty arrogant sort of the ogre-y, mean guy in the sky God kind of thing that we learned as kids, and how that's nowhere near the case of how the character of our Heavenly Father is. His whole interaction with Israel He gave them the law, not so that he could condemn them, but so that he could show them mercy and grace.
You know, when I was listening to you earlier this morning on that, I thought that was a good analysis that you brought out. I was very much impressed with that because, you know, you're my friend as long as you do what I say. You know, now, most people, I'd say, well, that's kind of rough, you know. But the way
you have a chat message from Richard D. Utzler, Jr.
Of course I do. Okay. But anyway, as we were saying there, you brought that out in such a way as to show that really God's given us such grace because it's a lot easier to follow what somebody says than it is to try to figure it out for yourself. And God could have said, okay, there's a plan. I have a plan of salvation. If you can figure it out, you're saved. If not, it tough states to be you. But God didn't do that. So Jesus says, if you love me, you keep my commandments. Okay. If you do what I say, you're my friend. That's cool. All right. So this is understandable. So in other words, all I got to do is pay attention and do what he says, and I'm okay. I can find that way. He will show it to me. I don't have to figure it out for myself. And that is cool. And I'm going to go take care of this other chat, Paul, and you've got the radio.
Okay. This is part of his commending his love for his people. As people, we get this information, we're going to want to go run hide with it and set up a secret society where we're the only ones who possess the truth. So we're the only ones who can get saved. And that's every religion that's ever come down the pike. Jesus is wanting to reveal himself to you, wants you to know him. You get into Matthew 7:21, you've done all these fine things and in my name, but I don't know you. Depart from me, workers of iniquity. I can't live with that. Man, that's a standard. That's one of those things, one of those parts of the Bible that scares the ever-loving crap out of me. That's one of them. The other one is, unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, you shall in no wise inherit the kingdom of God. Yeah, that was a massacre, probably, of what it says there. But he said, have come to give you life and to give it to you abundantly. I want to be there. I want to be his friend. I need the instruction manual. And there is therefore no excuse for not getting to know him. Everybody who has him is called to share him. And the structure, and we looked in John 4, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Was it John 4? Where was it? I'm losing track of all the stuff we looked at in the last couple of days. He says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. And his way is the only way. He set up a way. He's given unto ministers his anointing, and he's put in their hearts his word, and he's given you the instruction manual. Just get to know him. How much easier could he have made it for us? We're not out there just rummaging around the dark trying to please a God we don't know.
Amen. Listen, folks, you that have just joined us, this is Richard Usler with the Fisherman Ministry, and we have Paul Muller as our guest host today. And those of you just joined us, we'd like you to join us in our chat room. Now, to join us in our chat room, all you have to do is, on your Destiny Radio, just go click on the web down there at the bottom. Click on the web. It'll bring up a page, and you can put in your screen name that you want to use and your email address, and then you will be able to chat with us in the chat room. You'll be able to ask questions and give your opinions and stuff. So we'd love to have you join us. Well, go ahead, Paul. I'm with you, buddy. I lost Paul.
The whole purpose, mute button.
Oh, you got to remember to unmute. Yeah.
It's a good thing I had it off when I was talking before. Otherwise, we'd all lost all that in the ozone, and that would have been a terrible thing. The purpose of the Lord sharing, giving Moses the Ten Commandments and the subsequent books of the law in the Old Testament, as Paul says, was to be a tutor. It was to show people that they needed the grace and mercy that the Lord offered. The previous covenant with Abraham was still in force. And it wasn't that Abraham was anything great. It was that he believed God and he reckoned it to him as righteousness. He became a partaker of the grace and mercy of the Lord.
And isn't that really what it's all about? Isn't that really what God really asks of us? It's just that we believe him.
Yeah, that's
it. I mean, you hear people all over the place, I believe in God. I believe in God. Well, so what? Whoopsie-doo. That and a nickel 50 years ago might have bought you a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
But it ain't no guarantee to salvation to believe in God. There's, you know.
Devil shudder.
Yeah.
Shudder.
Yeah, and they know him.
Right.
They've seen him. And the thing is, it's not good enough to believe in God. It's not good enough to believe in Jesus Christ. And this is going to ruffle some feathers. I know. Some people are going to get upset. Boo-hoo. I really don't care. The truth of the matter is, unless you believe God, you cannot be saved. Cannot. And it goes beyond believing God. See, if you believe God, then you're going to do what God says. It's as simple as that.
And it's real simple. The start is love God, love one another. That you can. That's a full-time job. How that works out, what that looks like, that can be a full-time job right there.
Oh, yeah. You know, I was talking to a gentleman today, and I was so happy we had this conversation because some good stuff comes out of it. See, one of the things that has always bugged me in churches is what I call the cookie cutter church. And the ministers that try to get everybody formulated like cut out in cookie cutters. I remember Ernest Angley, you know, he'd get up there on his show with his white suit on and everything, and then you go and look at his guys, and they all look just like him. They all dress just like him. They talk just like him. And, I mean, you know, I'm not judging the man and saying he's wrong. If that's what God called him to do, then hallelujah. But I praise God that God has not called me to have a cookie-cutter ministry. And, you know, one of the biggest problems I see in Christendom today.
You have a chat message from Charles C. Hawker.
Is that. Oh, don't you love live radio? One of the biggest problems that I have with Christianity today is like. So, is these people that think that if you're not doing what they're doing, you're not of God.
Yeah.
You know, you got the guys that carry the crosses down the road, and if you're not carrying a cross down the road, you can't be a Christian. You got the guys in the left-wing church, and if you're not in the left-wing church, you can't be saved. You got the guys in the right-wing church, and if you know, it goes on and on and on and on. And the truth of the matter is, Jesus calls us to be different things. We're not all the eyes, we're not all the ears or the hands or the feet. And I'll tell you what, my bottom wouldn't like it if my feet didn't work. Because there at times my bottom needs to do something. Well, I want to welcome Scott. Scott's in here and, he's in the chat. Somebody tell Scott where I am on the radio. And Ann is here. So, Bob, if you're up there listening, tell them where we are. Scott keeps asking the same question over and over, and nobody's answering him. So, anyway, go ahead. I'll take care of the other chat, and you go on there, Paul.
The different parts of the body do different functions, but they're all necessary to the life of the body. And we've been talking a lot around here and throughout the ministry about the agape love out of 1 Corinthians 13 and how that manifests itself in each of us as we're being perfected in love. Perfecting in love is imperative if you're going to be his friend. It's going to push all that corruption and crud out of you. And sometimes it's not going to look good on you, but it's not going to look the same on two people. It's going to be different. And just because it looks different on somebody when they're going through this stuff, that doesn't mean that they don't have the Lord. It's simply what happens in a relationship when when somebody who loves you with a fatherly agape love is raising you up and loving you and putting that love in you and giving you a chance to give it to other people, it's going to look different. And sometimes it's going to look like ugly and a mess. And sometimes it's going to look, real orderly. But I know myself and most of the people I know are messes, and there's just no way to get around it when the perfecting love of Jesus Christ starts ministering his grace and mercy into your life, and he's quickening your mortal dead body back to his life. It just doesn't look the same on everybody. And you have to be able to understand that and to have expectations that he's bigger than all that. And he's able to get the job done. And you got to believe him. And it's very simple. No easy, very simple. So.
I think our chat room is going nuts here. It keeps repeating itself. We didn't really have a chance to check it out all that well. I don't know if Ricky Jr. is up here or not. And if he is, he can. If he's up on the chat room, he can see what it's doing. But you're right in what you're saying, Paul. It's a simple thing. It's simple.
Yeah.
And once you get to that place where you can humble yourself, where it's not all about you,
yeah,
and what you want, then it's easy to do what he says.
It's about setting your affection on things that are above and remembering that our sole purpose here is to please him, not ourselves, not each other. We have a tendency to please ourselves first and each other second. And we just assume God's into the second one, and he's not. That's not what he's about.
I was one that forgot to turn my mic up. You're right.
I see the churches eat up with men pleasers, and
I think the churches, if you want my opinion. I think the churches, and you said that this morning in your service, and I had to chuckle because my opinion is the church is made up of women pleasers.
Yeah.
Because the men in the churches, rather than trying to please God, are more worried about what the women think and are trying to please them.
Yeah.
Now, when you said men pleasers, I'm sure you meant the universal term.
Yes, I did.
Meaning men and women.
Absolutely.
And I knew that. But you know me.
Yeah,
you know,
stickler.
I had to chuckle on that.
People pleasers.
Yeah. But I had to think, you know, you go in these churches and it's the women are ruling in these churches. And I like women now. If there's any women in there, don't get mad at me. Don't get mad at me now, because I love women. I love them. I think God did a good thing when he put women on the earth. He could have made a few changes, but, you know, and I'm sure the women out there think he could have made a few changes in us too, but God knew what he was doing if we just learned to walk in it.
Get cavities from all that eye candy.
Yeah.
But the country and probably the world as a whole is full of self-pleasers. That's what we become, self-worshippers, self-seeking. It's all about looking out for number one. And that they teach you that's how you get along. And then the church takes them and turns them into men, people-pleasers. And they still miss the Lord. They still miss his purpose for us. Our purpose is to please him. And when we're doing that, everything works. And when we're not doing that, it stinks to be us.
Yes, you're right. You are absolutely right. And this, I don't know, this chat thing is going nuts.
Yeah, I'm watching that.
I don't know if Ricky's in looking at this thing or not. I hope he is. If he's not, well, that's the way it goes. Ann says she clicked on the top 10 stations and found the Fisherman Ministry. Cool. Well, maybe it's going to turn out that this thing here will work. We get our chat room working right, and that'll make it better for communicating.
Yeah, maybe so.
This was a real quick thing we just, Ricky threw together for me. I was really pleased that he did it. He took the time and he found one and it worked and seemed to work. So we'll see what's happening here. I know if anybody will get it working right, he will.
Scott just came up on Skype.
Yeah, let's bring Skype up on here for a minute. What do you think?
All righty.
Let's see if I can find him. I got to find you before I can find him. Oh, there you are. Okay, people. Let's go Scott. What's he under, Morgale? Or?
Well, Scott Stevens came online, and now Morgale has come online on Skype.
Well, I'll do Morgale. That's usually the one he's on. And let the phone ring and see what happens here.
You guys are killing me.
We're killing you. You're on the air.
You're on the air.
Don't be telling people we're killing you when you're on the air and they can hear that. I mean, you know. Unless we're killing you, of course, then you can go ahead and shout it.
Well, you're killing me. I got you on two different computers.
And your problem is?
Yeah, well, I guess it's three times better than you could ever hope for.
Uh-huh.
That's what you call full coverage.
Yeah, you know, all these years I've been trying to get Scott, and this is the first time I ever heard I was killing him.
Yeah. So all you have to do is tangle me up in computer land. And then you changed from yesterday. Now you're on the soapbox religion category in the Destiny Media Player, which is different than what you were doing yesterday. You don't remember that you used to do this to me every freaking weekend?
Well, I'm not doing it just to you, Scott. I did it to everybody because I told everybody up front what I was going to do anyway. You just weren't listening at the time. That the Fisherman Ministries is going to be here, and the TDL Jazz radio done my way, the Rick Davies Show, was going to be at the other place because of two different types of radio programs.
Oh, now when did you tell people that?
A bunch of times. Paul knew it.
But you can't remember specifically when.
Paul knew it.
Yeah, if I knew it, there's no excuse. I'm
That's
just
right.
saying.
If Paul knew it,
yeah,
there is absolutely
idiot,
no
so
excuse.
You guys are killing me.
I can't believe this, folks. You're listening to a brother in the Lord calling another brother in the Lord an idiot.
All in good fun. I love you, Paul.
I just don't
like you sometimes. You're supposed to be taking my side in all of this.
Are you kidding me?
Wait a minute.
Yeah. I guess that would be expecting the wrong thing.
How would you go there, Scott? I mean, you know.
Yeah, amen. I don't suppose that's going to happen.
You have then lost your mind.
Yep. That's I.
I'm sure the sergeant should go to the lieutenant and say, hey, lieutenant, I can't agree with you. I got to go with that private down there.
Yep.
That would go over big.
I guess that ain't
going to happen. Yeah. Well, this is an experiment in today, really. And Paul had a good word. It will be up on the website eventually if the recording came out. God, I hope it did. We are recording this, and it will be up on the Fisherman Ministry website. So those of you that didn't get to hear it and want to hear what we were talking about earlier, you can hear the entire thing at www.thefishermanministry.org. And there you'll have the audio tapes or the audio recordings of all of our Bible studies, since we've been recording them anyway.
Yep.
And including the Saturday programs. You'll also find the some of our tent revival programs up there and some of the teachings from a few years back.
All worth listening to.
A lot of stuff.
Yes, sir.
But I went up on Blog TV today. I wasn't going to. I wasn't going to do it at all. And Brother Bob contacted me on Skype and asked me if I was going to go up on Blog. And I said no. And then he said, well, people are going to wonder where you are. And then I began to feel guilty. And I began to say, well, okay, I'll go up on Blog. So I went up on Blog, got everything set up just like I do all the time. And loaded up the program, got started, checked all my settings. And, you know, on Blog, you click the little microphone to see how your volume's all. And the music was coming through. Everything was coming through fine. And all Bob could hear is me clapping, moving my chair, and talking to the computer.
We have had some problems lately with the broadcast there on Blog TV. No question about it.
The biggest frustration to me with Blog TV, other than the idiots that come in and want to put in their vulgarity and everything.
You have a chat message from Suzanne Utzler.
Of course I do.
Absolutely.
Why shouldn't I have a chat message? Anyway, where was I?
You feel guilty.
See how easy that was? Anyway, so I did go up on Blog. I did try it, but it didn't work. But one of the biggest problems I had with Blog TV, that's where I was going, is that Paul will be up there doing his service, or Philip will be doing the service, or Steve will be doing a service, or Robin, or, you know, whoever, Charles, whoever will be doing a service, and they will get ready to make their point. And it seems like it happens every single time. They just get to making their point. And with Steve, you can listen an hour before he makes his point, right? So you can sit there and listen to Brother Steve for an hour, and then he just gets ready to make his point, and Blog cuts off. And by the time you get back, he's gone on to another subject.
Oh, yeah.
So, Scott, you and Paul talk a minute, and Paul, maybe you can put some light on Scott, straighten him out a little bit, and I'll be right back and take care of this this chat.
Well, Paul, so, I don't know. It's going to take a little work, but, I mean, if anybody can do it, you and Jesus can, right?
Well, I'm all with the Jesus part. The
amen.
The me part, I'm not so sure about. You know, we were just talking about. I don't know how much or any of, if any of it, you heard. We're talking.
I came in at the end.
The law being the Lord's grace to Israel. It was set there to show them that they needed the Abrahamic covenant to count on the grace and the mercy of the Lord to reckon righteousness to them just for believing him.
Amen.
And it wasn't the mean ogre in the sky that just wants to set us a whole bunch of rules up to just knock you back down into hell.
No.
And that out of John 15:14, you're my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. I was thinking to myself, you know, in the natural, that sounds just really, I'm so superior to you. Well, it is. It's Jesus Christ. He is superior to me. And that's grace and mercy to me. He's given me a set of instructions. They're fairly short. They're getting the instruction manual to get to know him we have before us. And there's no excuse not to get to know him and become his friends.
Hey, Paul.
And then, as a friend, you know what his commands are. Yes.
You know, one of the things that I was thinking of today, too, after your service, was that there's only, in your church fellowship there, there's only two people that those people in that church fellowship have to worry about. You know that? Number one, Jesus Christ. And I don't say worry about. Let me rephrase that. There's only two people that the people in your fellowship have to be concerned about pleasing. And this is going to sound weird, and some people are going to say, okay, he's gone off the deep end now. The first one is Jesus Christ. And the second one is you. Because God put you over that fellowship.
Yeah.
And it's like Steve in Vermont. And it'd be like Ricky in Arizona. It'd be like Lawrence in Africa. And wherever. And this goes for pastors in any church. But now the other side of it, those pastors are required of God to be responsible and do that which is right. And if they don't, well, do I need to go there? Somebody's computer's making a lot of noise on here. I don't know whose it is. It wasn't doing it earlier. It must be Scott's. It's always Scott's fault.
It's gotta be.
Gotta be. Nothing else will blame him.
That's all right.
But we love you.
That's why we have him.
That's why we have him here. Hey, guys, how about muting your mic for a minute and we'll play a song?
Okay.
And if I can find it. Ba-ba-ba. Forgetfulness, draw my heart. Well, there you go.
All right.
Beautiful song. This is Richard Usler with the Fisherman Ministries, and we're live on Destiny Radio, otherwise known as Pirate Radio, ARG ARG. And we'll be here every Saturday at this time, right here. And by the way, you guys, I want to welcome Karen. I got a message in the chat room, and I tried to answer it a couple times. It finally went in there. So, Karen, hi. Welcome to the Fisherman Ministry Saturday afternoon Bible study and program. And Sue, I see you're here. We want to welcome you here. And, of course, got Scott and Gail and Charles Hawker. And we've got a bunch of people in here. I don't know who all's here, but I'm hoping you guys will spread the news and get this thing populated. On Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Mountain Time, that's 12 noon Eastern, we'll have a program up under mixed format called The Rick Davis Show.
Robin.
And The Rick Davis Show is what I'll be doing a show there, and it's kind of, you know, this is a secret. We don't tell the people on that show, but it's kind of a fishing net. We go out there and we play music and we talk and we chat, and every now and then we throw some bait out to see if we can catch a fish. Because after all, this is a fisherman ministry.
That's right.
So we'll throw some bait out every now and then and see if we can catch a live one. And the best way to do that is to use the secular music. Because if you go up as Christian and they don't want to hear it, they're not going to come.
Yeah, they turn you right off.
That's right. They won't even go there. But if you go up there as a program and you don't talk down to them and you don't try to preach to them, but you just let them know where you're coming from, kind of gently, they might start asking questions. And when they start asking questions, well, there you go. That's when they call you got a nibble. And, you know, I find that works real good in real life. I mean, you guys, when you go out and you want to minister to somebody, don't go walk up to them and grab them by the shirt and say, hey, do you believe in Jesus Christ? Or, like I've heard them do, hey, are you born again? You know, if they're born again, they may say yes, and they may or may not be offended at your way of doing it. Who cares, really, if they're offended if you're right? But if they're not born again, they're going to look at you like you're some kind of nut, like some kind of idiot. And then you're going to go away one of two ways, sad because they didn't want to hear, or self-righteous because you were rejected. Well, you deserve to be rejected when you act that way. If you want to reach somebody out there in the world, just say, hi, how are you doing? How's your day going? Let them do a little talking. Get to know them a little bit. And then let the Lord show you when to open your tater trap and start talking.
Doesn't that come under the... We've been talking a lot about charity, love, lately. Doesn't that kind of come under that category? Getting to know them?
Suffer long. Allowing them to get
to know you, like allowing you to get to know them.
Right. You know, in a lot of places, I know you go up to Vermont and you go up to somebody and say, "Hi, how you doing today?" They look at you, "What do you want?"
Huh.
You know, they look at you like you're spying them out to come and steal their house. And but those people, that's the way they are up there. You gotta be kind of gentle up there. And then if that doesn't work, you bring in the bulldozer. I remember somebody called me God's Divine Bulldozer one time. To this day, I can't figure out why. But is that funny to you, Mr. Brother Paul?
I can't imagine anybody saying that about you,
yeah.
Brother Dave. Oh,
he's so gentle and nice.
Now, Scott, you know you can go to hell for lying.
Yeah, I suppose I ought not to try sarcasm in this venue.
Sarcasm is fine, but that was a flat-out lie. Now, see, Paul was being sarcastic. He was kind of being safe. He was just skimming the edge there, but you come right out both feet right in the puddle, man.
Sure. There's a place to step in, and it shouldn't be stepped in. And I, even whether I know it or not, I generally
you do it
step
anyway.
In. That's it. It's a sad thing to be a ditch diving sinner.
Well, we all are.
I would marvel at the zeal with which he pursued his job. His job was perfecting the saints. And
it does seem to be something he rather enjoys.
I enjoy serving God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I like.
I
like to
right.
serve God, and I like truth. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me." And I read that, and I said, okay, I believe it. So if anything does not agree with Jesus Christ, then it cannot be truth.
I remember the first time I said that, I was saying that to be funny, but after a while, the more I said it, the more I envied it. So,
envied what?
The zeal with which you were able to pursue exactly what the Lord had for you to do.
Yeah, well, you know, some guys like fishing. I love fishing.
Yep.
God just took me from the boat out in the water and put me on land and said, "I'm going to give you a different kind of fishing."
Yep.
So there you go. I've been fishing ever since. Well, I did take a little vacation there for a while.
I'm looking at some of your catch. I'm thinking to myself, you didn't throw any of that back? What was the matter with you?
What are you talking about? Those are the ones I tried to throw back, and he kept bringing them back in. The ones I kept trying to keep, he cut the net on me and let them go.
Yeah.
This goes to show, Paul, even the best of us can't identify the good fish.
Yeah, I tell you what.
For the first number of years in my ministry, I was going after the trash fish and didn't know it. I thought I was going after the good fish. But in effect, I was going after the trash fish. Just because the fish looks pretty and fat on the outside doesn't mean it ain't bony and ugly on the inside.
Yes, you got that right. So it winds up with a catch that looks like me and you, Scott. That's,
Well, I don't know. You line us three up together, and there you go.
Oh. Yeah.
Of course, Scott would say, "I look better than you guys." And he'd be
You're
telling
right.
the truth.
He's an alligator gar, and now he's turned into a grouper.
You're in trouble now, Gail.
No, actually, I thought that was pretty good. I remember the time we went to Maryland to do a revival down here, Rick Baldwin, Ralph Baldwin, and myself and some others. And Rick and I were invited to this lady's house for dinner, and she said, "What do you all like? I want to have fish. What do you all like?" And I said, "Well, I love grouper." And Rick said, yeah, I like grouper too. So she said, well, we'll go to the grocery store and get some. And Rick, will you go with me? So Ricky Baldwin went with her. And he told me about the story when he got back. He was laughing so hard he couldn't see straight. He went in the fish market, and the fish guy came up and said, may I help you? And she said, yeah, we want some groper. So the guy said, you want what? I want groper. And Ricky Bob was laughing so hard he couldn't see straight. And he finally said, she means grouper. And the guy was laughing. He says, I knew that. I just wanted to hear her say it again.
You've come to the right place, madam.
Yep. Oh, I thought that was quite interesting.
If that was up there in the North Country, Davey, I'm almost surprised they had grouper up there.
That was Maryland.
Oh, Maryland, maybe.
And oh yeah, in Maryland you can get the grouper, you can get the red snapper, the flounder and haddock, cod. You can get all the good stuff. Now you go up to New England and they got this stuff out there and they show it to you and say, what's that? Well, that's so-and-so. Oh. Well, when I was fishing, we used to throw that out or sell it as bait fish. Yeah. They didn't even, I was up in Boston, Massachusetts, one of the most famous seafood houses in Boston. They didn't even know what grouper was.
I believe that.
Well, they have haddock and halibut, sole,
swordfish,
herring,
sea bass.
They have whiting. They use whiting a lot. White
striper. That's sea bass.
What's that other thing? Shad? No, not shad. It's something. It turns out to be a baby of a big fish.
I bet you that static is coming from Scott.
Yeah, no.
It can't be for me.
I'll think of it later. I just know.
Yeah, it's coming from Scott.
Yep.
Yeah, well, I don't have the most modern equipment
He's
over here.
He's saying I'm static, I'll bet you.
No, I wouldn't call you static, Gail. I would, not at all, my sister Gail. I would not begin to call you static.
All the static in my attic's getting ready to blow.
Side channel interference, maybe, but not static.
I just thought I'd have a little fun with you.
Well, I know you did. Well, look, I'm going to hang up on you guys.
Hi.
Oh, I know. But
we'll be listening in.
There you go. We'll
God bless you.
God bless you. Stay tuned. We're still here, I think.
See you later.
Are we still here, Paul? Oh, listen to that. Nice and quiet now. Woo-hoo.
Woo-hoo.
Praise the Lord. If one of you guys are out there and you want to... Hey, here's another way we can do it, too. If you want to contact me by voice, you can always call me on Skype. My Skype name is TDL Jazz, if you don't already know it. If you've got something you want to say for the Lord, if you got a praise report or something you'd like to share it with us, let me know. We'll bring you up and let you say it. Of course, now after we finished with Scott, they may be afraid to. Paul, what do you think?
Yeah, that may be.
Oh. Well, this is our first Fisherman Ministry program on the Destiny Radio. And it's not anything at all what I expected it to be, but I think it's doable.
Yep.
As far as the program, we got a little bit of word in, we got some fellowship in, we got to have a little fun, and we got to listen to a little music.
Yep.
Does it get any better than that? Yes, it does, but we're not there yet. Now we can get Rick Jr., which did a great job finding us a chat, see what's wrong with this chat, or get another chat that works a little better. This one here repeats itself, or it doesn't talk at all. I think we scared it with so many people coming in on one time. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so. It's nervous. The other one just keep
disconnecting people. This one just keeps refreshing every 30 seconds.
Yeah, well, it's not refreshed on me for a while. I think everybody stopped tapping and it's sitting there wondering, okay. Actually, I think mine's frozen up because I can't even get into it.
Yeah, mine is too.
So I know the answer to that.
Yep.
It's called refresh. All right, we're going to play another song real quick. See what happens here. There you go. Beautiful song. Beautiful song. This is Richard Gisler with the Fisherman Ministry, and we're live on Destiny Radio. And we noticed that Carter came up in our chat room, and I hope he's up on the radio as well.
Hey, Carter.
So, are you there? Yeah, I see him there. C. Price PC. Hello, Brother Carter. So, what else? Let's see. We got just a few more minutes. Is there anything else you wanted to talk about there, Paul?
Oh, I'm just overwhelmed with the grace and the mercy of the Lord. We come into Sunday absolutely nothing, and by the time it's time to go up there and say something, the Lord just starts supplying it, and it ain't me. It's him. He's good. And he loves the people.
Amen.
That's about all I got.
Well, that's a pretty good little bit there. I mean, you know. That's a pretty good bit. So, I guess, until next week, I want to say God bless you all. May the Lord smile upon you. And may he open your eyes to all the truths that you know you want in your heart. He guides you and directs you into the ways that he wants you to go in. And shows you how to choose his way and not your way.
And decide to be happy about it.
Yeah, and be happy about it. And I can tell you, you know, once you know the truth and you turn away from it, it's pretty bitter. You have to go back to it.
Yep.
And that's the beautiful thing about the Lord is he lets you come back to it. He doesn't turn you away.
Taste and see that the Lord is sweet.
Well, there you go, folks. Same time, same place next week. You'll find me here. And I hope to find you here. And I hope to find you in health and good spirits and full of the joy of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Paul, I really thank you for coming up with me today.
Yeah, my pleasure.
And maybe next week we'll have Charles Hawker up here with us. That might be interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you all have a great day now, and we will be back.
God bless everybody.
God bless everybody.